Morning IELTS Supplement, Sunday, July the 30th, 2017. The FDA says it plans to lower nicotine in cigarettes to non-addictive levels. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration today announced a new comprehensive plan for tobacco and nicotine regulation that will serve as a multi-year roadmap to better protect kids and significantly reduce tobacco-related disease and death. The approach places nicotine and the issue of addiction at the center of the agency's tobacco regulation efforts. The goal is to ensure that the FDA has the proper scientific and regulatory foundation to efficiently and effectively implement the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act. To make certain that the FDA is striking an appropriate balance between regulation and encouraging development of innovative tobacco products that may be less dangerous than cigarettes, the agency is also providing targeted relief on some timelines described in the May 2016 final rule that extended the FDA's authority to additional tobacco products. The agency will also seek input on critical public health issues such as the role of flavors in tobacco products. Tobacco use remains the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States, causing more than 480,000 deaths every single year. In addition to the devastating human toll caused mainly by cigarette smoking, tobacco also causes substantial financial costs to society, with direct healthcare and lost productivity costs totaling nearly $300 billion a year. A key piece of the FDA's approach is demonstrating a greater awareness that nicotine, while highly addictive, is delivered through products that represent a continuum of risk and is most harmful when delivered through smoke particles in combustible cigarettes. The overwhelming amount of death and disease attributable to tobacco is caused by addiction to cigarettes. The only legal consumer product that when used as intended will kill half of all long-term users, says FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. MD, unless we change the course, 5.6 million young people alive today will die prematurely later in life from tobacco use. Envisioning a world where cigarettes would no longer create or sustain addiction, and where adults who still need or want nicotine could get it from alternative and less harmful sources, needs to be the cornerstone of our efforts, and we believe it's vital and we'll pursue this common ground. The FDA plans to begin a public dialogue about lowering nicotine levels in combustible cigarettes to non-addictive levels through achievable product standards. The agency intends to issue an advance notice of proposed rulemaking to seek input on potential public health benefits and any possible adverse effects on lowering nicotine in cigarettes. Because almost 90% of adult smokers started smoking before the age of 18 and nearly 2,500 young smoke their first cigarette every day in the U.S., lowering nicotine levels could decrease the likelihood that the future generations become addicted to cigarettes and allow more currently addicted smokers to quit. The FDA is committed to encouraging innovations that have the potential to make a notable public health difference to and inform policies and efforts that will best protect kids and help smokers quit cigarettes. To make this effort successful, the agency intends to extend timelines to submit tobacco product review applications for newly regulated tobacco products that were on the market as of August 8, 2016. This action will afford the agency time to explore clear and meaningful measures to make tobacco products less toxic, appealing, and addictive. For example, the FDA intends to develop product standards to protect against the known public health risks such as electronic nicotine delivery system, battery issues, and the concerns about the children's exposure to liquid nicotine. It also will provide manufacturers additional time to develop higher quality, more complete applications informed by additional guidance from the agency. This comprehensive plan and sweeping approach to tobacco and nicotine allows the FDA to apply the powerful tools given by Congress to achieve the most significant public health impact, says Mitchell Zeller, JD, director of the FDA Center for Tobacco Products. Public input on these complex issues will help ensure the agency has the proper science-based policies in place to meaningfully reduce the harms caused by tobacco use. To complement these larger policy considerations, the FDA plans to issue foundational rules to make the product review process more efficient, predictable, and transparent for manufacturers, while upholding the agency's public health mission. Among other things, the FDA intends to issue regulations outlining what information the agency expects to be included in the pre-market tobacco applications, modified risk tobacco product applications, and reports to demonstrate substantial equivalence. The FDA also plans to finalize guidance on how it intends to review PMTAs for ENDAS. The agency also will continue efforts to assist industry in complying with federal tobacco regulations through online information, meetings, webinars, and guidance documents. The FDA, an agency within the United Department of Health and Human Services, promotes and protects the public health by, among other things, assuring the safety, effectiveness, and security of human and veterinary drugs, vaccines, and other biological products for human use and medical devices. The agency is also responsible for the safety and security of our nation's food supply, cosmetics, dietary supplements, products that give off electronic radiation, and for regulating tobacco products.